Blog Talk Radio.
To God be all the praise, honor, and glory. I'd like to welcome you to the Principles of Prosperity. I'm your host, Ann Strickland, and as always, I'd like to open the show with a prayer. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just want to say thank you so much. Thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace. Thank you for this opportunity to share historical and great information to your people, giving you all the praise, honor, and glory. And I thank you that eyes will be enlightened and people will go away knowing who we are and whose we are through you. In the name of Jesus, especially the African Americans tonight, that we have so much to be proud of. In Jesus' name, amen. Tonight, we're going to talk about African Americans and financial prosperity. African Americans and financial prosperity is the topic for tonight. And first of all, I'm going to start discussing African Americans historically from my side and my husband's side of the family right here at home, history. My husband's great-grandfather, who was Reverend Lewis Rice, baptized Booker T. Washington. It's on the internet, and I want to read you some of what it says here. The legendary Reverend Rice led people of the salt workers. He led them and baptized Booker T. Washington, and he was one of Booker T. Washington's heroes. He also started a church in Malden, West Virginia. It was the first African-American Baptist church. It's still there, and the people still go there. It was just renovated in 2012. It's a historical site that's still there in Malden, West Virginia. So Reverend Lewis Rice is my husband's, my late husband, Charles Henry Strickland's great-grandfather. Now, on my side of the family, Lonnie P. Byram was the first football coach at A&T College, which is now A&T University. He started the football. It's in Greensboro, North Carolina. He was the coach from 1922 to 1930. And he won a conference. The team won a conference in 1925. And from what I understand, that's the only conference that A&T has ever won. This last summer, I met Uncle Lonnie's granddaughter, Myra Byram, who lives in Charlotte. I was at home in Charlotte. That's my home, Charlotte, North Carolina. And she had never met her father's side of the family because her father passed away when she was a baby. And she, through the internet and through Facebook, we saw her name, Byram. My cousin June Hawthorne saw her name and, you know, they got connected, and this is how she got connected with her father's side of the family. She still lives in Charlotte, North Carolina, and she's a pricing analyst in Charlotte. She's a wonderful young lady, very good. So I just wanted you to know there's some things in our own families, and we need to start sharing information of who we are and what we've done. And in our own families, my husband, Charles Strickland, he was an electrical engineer, and he also drew up the plans for the first nuclear submarine, which was the Polaris, how to power it. So, you know, and then, you know, I was the first black secretary at the Blum store, which was a very unique women's boutique that was comparable to Neiman Marcus and Saks Fifth Avenue. And back in 1951, I became the first black secretary of that store, in that store, in the advertising department, but they had never had any black secretaries. They only had some clerks, but most of the people were stock people that were black or African Americans. So just a little brief information about what we've done and what's going on now. Now, to the other part of the message here, pertaining to the financial side also, because, you know, these people, they had, and they were very aggressive, ambitious. They didn't just sit around. You know, the people from slavery, these are people who were slaves or came up from slavery or their parents were slaves. It was very rough. It wasn't easy. So if they can make it, we now can make it. We are without excuse, because it's hard. It's still not easy, but it can be done. And I want to share with you one other person from many years ago, Madam C.J. Walker. She was born in 1867. She passed away in 1919. And I'm going to read from this card I have. It says, "Who am I? A daughter of former slaves. I experienced a challenging childhood. After suffering hair loss in my 20s, I set about creating a line of hair products for African-American women. The success of my hair care products allowed me to open a factory and school where I trained hundreds of black women to be economically self-sufficient beauticians. My business knowledge allowed me to become one of the first female millionaires in U.S. history. Beyond my business, I was an active participant in social and political organizations to bring reform in the African American community." She was a philanthropist and a social activist. That's Madam C.J. Walker. And now we'll bring you a little closer and share a little more information about our people. I don't know how many of you have heard of Willie Gary. He's a very successful lawyer presently. He's a businessman. He started out as a sharecropper, and with a mind to rise above circumstances, he now has a law firm with 150 employees or more now. It might be more now. I gave this message a few years ago, so I'm reading from the messages I had written. It's some lawyers were from Yale and Harvard who worked for him. He's CEO and NBC Major Broadcasting Cable, and he was soon at that time, have a TV studio station, television station. So we are now looking, and if he could make it, you can make it. And from what I understand and what I read, I'm getting ahead of myself. He wanted to go to college, but he didn't have enough money to go. But he went to Shaw and sat there. He was a football player in high school, but he went to Shaw and he was sitting outside and just sitting out there at Shaw University in Raleigh. They needed a special person. The football team was lacking one player, and he was qualified to play that position. He ends up graduating and in business, and now he sends millions of dollars for scholarships. This is what wealth is all about, to go back and help, to do things for people, help our people move forward. Wealth is not only for you, but it's for many people, for you to be a blessing. So God's plan is for to bless us so that we can be a blessing to all the nations of the earth are blessed. So we have to think big. So there are many more prosperous African Americans in the secular world and the body of Christ. It's God's plan for us to prosper as believers. Our ancestors who were American slaves prayed and sang for themselves and us. Our ancestors based most of their spirituals upon characters and stories from the Bible. The manner in which these stories are told in Negro spiritual shows a colorful imagination and a simple faith. So many slaves thought of themselves as modern children of Israel and looked for a black Moses to deliver them from the bondage. For instance, the song Go Down Moses, Climb Jacob's Ladder, Give Me Jesus, to name a few. I won't attempt to sing them, but I know the words. I won't attempt to sing because I don't have a voice for singing. But they were said, spoke the word through song. So today we have African Moseses, African-American Moseses, who are taking us into financial prosperity through the saving truth of the word of God. They are believers who are seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, the right way of doing things, and God is adding all other things to them and to all of us. Yes, things. Jesus came that we might have life and that more abundantly. And the word says, thus saith the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit and leads you by the way that you should go. So he gives us the power to get wealth, to establish his covenant, which he swore unto our fathers, as it is this day, and our fathers Abraham, in the natural and spiritual. Because after the death of Sarah, Abraham married Keturah, a black woman, and she bore him 6 children. So as believers, we are heirs of Abraham. The blessings of the Lord make it rich, and he has no sorrow with it. These are scriptures I'm reading to you. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yet let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. I pray above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. These verses come from 3 John 2, Psalm 35, 27, Proverbs 10, 22, Deuteronomy 8, 18, Isaiah 48, 17, and Matthew 6, 33. Now, for some of the other people, others in the body of Christ who's doing well now, presently, also, Bishop Fred K.C. Price, Dr. Creflo Dollar, Dr. Leroy Thompson, Dr. Bill Winston, Bishop T.D. Jakes, they're being blessed and are blessing others. Example, they're putting satellites in prisons. They're feeding the hungry. They're housing the banks. They're housed hungry and housing people. They have banks, shopping centers, schools, and much more. And they're not only ministers of the gospel, but also businessmen. businessmen, because God is about business. The word says, whatever you put your hands to do, you shall succeed and you shall prosper. So please know that there's greatness in you. It's in all of you. You have to understand that God has given everyone a special gift. Your wealth is in your gift, meaning what he gives you, what gives you pleasure in doing. That's what I ask kids or people, what do you enjoy doing? And I said, that's where your business is. That's where your wealth is. So pursue your gift, no matter what it is. Pursue it. And it's going to be different. It's not going to be the same thing that somebody else has or somebody in your family has necessarily, even though there are families who are businesses, corporations. But you might, one will be the founder. Another person can keep the records. The other person can advertise it. All these different areas are in this foundation. So you all still don't have the same gift, but you're under the same heading. You're under the corporation heading. So understand that you are empowered to prosper. So don't look at what you have. Look at what God has. If you had it, you wouldn't even need God. That's why we have to walk by faith and not by sight. Know that God is ready to move you as people of Almighty God, people who have received Jesus as Lord. Know that he is ready to move you out and into the wealthy place, because that's what he does. That's who he is. That is his nature, because he sent his son Jesus that we might have life and that more abundantly. So I want you to serve God through his son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, like never before, because what I'm seeing now, what he's doing now, is really networking people together. They're coming together in cooperation. We're starting to work together as a people, which we had been divided a lot before, but people are starting to come together. Our people, the African Americans, are starting to come together and work together. And that's the way we're supposed to do. I'm not saying not work with other people, but there's been such a division in our race that we have not been able to really come together. It was a design. It's found in the Willie Lynch letter. You can look that up on the internet and read the Willie Lynch letter to see how everything was organized to prevent us from trusting one another. But now, we're going past that. We're moving now and coming together to work together. There are no big I's and little U's. You do have people who are leaders, but most people that I've seen who are leaders never ever think that they're better than someone who's cleaning the floors. Never. Those are real leaders. They are leaders chosen by God. And most people who have become leaders are people who really don't want to lead, but they have to because that's their assignment from God. And one of the persons I'm thinking of right now is my pastor, Darian Thomas of Walk in the Light Christian Center. God has placed on him an assignment, and he's carrying it out, and it's been carrying out. It's just not in the pulpit. It's just not in it's rebuilding. It's a call that he has on his life. In the name of Jesus. And this is happening. And the things are happening for you too. And it's happening for your pastors. And the pastors are not going to only stand in the pulpit, but they'll be businessmen. Like I just read to you, these men, you know, out there now. Pastor Price, Pastor Dollar, Pastor Thompson, Pastor Winston. Pastor Jakes. These are pastors, but they're great businessmen. Glory to God. You know, this is very exciting. It's very exciting what God is doing and how he has put us in a position for the millions. We're here to possess the land. He said, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. It says, have dominion. Have dominion. So I just want to encourage you to get excited, because no matter where you've been or what happened to you before or whatever, you know, because things happen to people. Look at what these people came through. Look what the slaves came through. For instance, my husband's great-grandfather, can you imagine back then what they came through as slaves and ex-slaves? It was rough. It wasn't easy. So now we can move forward. We can move forward, knowing that if they did it and they made it and did great things, so can you. It's in you. Have no fear. Don't look around and think of what might happen or might not happen. Know that God has given you the power and the ability to get wealth to establish his covenant. So it's for him, his purpose. You're carrying out his covenant as a child of the king. That's what you want to do. And, you know, and understand you can't lose. You can't lose. And I want to invite you to come on Saturday morning, because God has given me, I have an anointing for financial prosperity on my life. And the assignment that I have is praying for people, teaching people the principles of prosperity, and it's under the label of the Healing School of Financial Prosperity. They're testimonies, 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 and that the school came about as a result of someone that I prayed for. And they went, they're doing exceptionally well financially now. Exceptional. Because that's where God wants us to be, the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. And that's the same thing he wants for you. If you have the desire to go into business or want to go into business, or you want a promotion on the job that you have, you need to come and hear the word. We pray together. People are telling me, and you pray for this person, and you pray for that person. They got this, that. I mean, awesome things. As a matter of fact, Linda, on the Super Bowl Sunday, she sent this text to me with her grandson's name on. He was at the Super Bowl. He had moved from Philadelphia to California, and he is connected with some great famous people. And she said, he's the one that you prayed for, and it hasn't even been a year, and he's out there doing very well. And then he was, and one of the people he works for sent him to the Super Bowl. So that's just one of the things. But it goes on and on and on. Someone showed me a picture the other day. This is the lady you prayed for, and there she was standing in her uniform and proud. She'd gotten the job. And, you know, it's interesting. But I want to invite you to come. It's not Ann. It's God working through Ann, because he wants you to prosper. So you should come down on Saturday morning to the Empowerment Center, which is in the Gateway Building, 3751 Allen Avenue. You'll see a big sign. It's a big brown building that says the Gateway Building. Suite 100, the Empowerment Center, Suite 100. There's a parking lot out there. You don't have to worry about parking, but you need to come. It's 10, from 10 to 12 on Saturday mornings, and there's no charge. It's free, because God has blessed me to be a blessing that I can. I've been retired for a very long, since 1988, and he's still blessing me, and it's not going to stop. But you need to come. I'm encouraging you to come to hear the word of God, so you can come in agreement and move from the pit to the palace. Glory to God. The pit to the palace. And, you know, there are people think that you're supposed not supposed to have anything. You're not supposed to live well. Yes, you are supposed to live well because you're representing Almighty God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You're his representative here on earth. So you have to live and act like his representative. He wants you to prosper. That's why he gave you the power to get the wealth. That's why he said, the word also says that you desire above all things that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. That's his wish for you. He wants you to prosper. So you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, you're speaking in under tongues, you're anointed and everything, and poor? No. Or living on just enough? No. That's not God's will for you. God's will is for you to prosper. God's will, because he takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. But you have to do something. You can't just sit down and do nothing. You have to do something. And he wants to take you into the wealthy place. That's why the word says he'll lead you in the way that you will profit and teach you to prosper. And whatever you put your hands to do, you shall succeed and you shall prosper. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So I want you to go this little confession because, you know, I believe, firmly believe, and you shall have what you say, like in Mark 11:23, whatever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive it, and you shall have what you say. So repeat after me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that God's desire for me is to prosper financially. I possess the power to seize wealth and lay hold of my covenant right to be free from bondage, to debt, lack, and insufficiency. Abundance, prosperity, and the good life are mine. So I speak to the mountain of circumstances and command it to be removed from my life. Now, God is my source. He is the God of breakthrough. Therefore, by faith, I declare that this is my receiving day and the day of my financial breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. Just listen to this over and over and confess it, because you shall have what you say. Life and death is in the power of your tongue. So you want to speak life into your finances. Life into your finances. And I want to encourage you again to come to the prophetic healing and financial school of prosperity. Because sometimes God uses me to speak into people. And it happens. It happens. Because God has given me a spirit to want people to prosper. To want people to do better, to want you to have great businesses, to succeed. That's the desire I have. And that's God's will for you too. So my name is Ann Strickland. You can call me on 215-806-4879, 215-806-4879, or text me if you need more information about the Healing School of Financial Prosperity. God bless you. And if you have not received Jesus as Lord of your life, invite him to come into your life now. And you'll never be the same. You're going to move from the pit to the palace. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. I love you.